I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest they bring me to nothing. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We say the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also.
The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land.
O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first reading is from Exodus chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. This must be one of the Hebrews' children, she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because, she said, "I drew him out of the water."
The psalm for the day is Psalm 34. "Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good?
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit.
Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The second reading is from Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12. "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him."
We say the Jubilate. "O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song.
Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name.
For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
The Collect for Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and love of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. Mothers sometimes do some strange things. I remember once when my father was working on a farm, we had lunch together. At the end of it, my mother asked, "How did you like the greens?" "Oh, fine," we said. And then she owned up that we'd actually eaten nettles, stinging nettles, which are evidently quite nutritious. But so often mothers are driven by care for their children, often leading to self-sacrifice. But the one we had today, a mother had a baby, put him in a boat and left it in the river. A local parallel might be having a baby and leaving it in a trolley in Tesco's car park. But mother saw he was a beautiful child. But one can ask, what mother doesn't think their child is beautiful? But why did Moses' mother do this? We didn't read it, but I'm sure you're familiar with the story of the Israelites being in Egypt, how they'd become numerous and seen as a threat to the government. And there was a decree that all male children were to be killed. The midwives, it appears, claimed that their mothers had children quickly and hid them before midwives could get there. A likely story. But quite a conflict, mothers wanting the best for their children, but also wanting their children with them. But here in Egypt, those two things could not happen together. So Moses was hidden in a basket in the bulrushes, and they awaited developments, with Miriam standing by watching. We're not told if any other mothers thought of this approach. Perhaps they did, but it's the only one we hear of. What would happen then? What would come along? It's a bit of a lottery as to what would happen, being left in a river. The current could wash it away. There were a lot of crocodiles around. Somebody else could have pinched the baby or whatever. But the daughter of the Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, came along, had compassion, we're told, maternal instincts evidently aroused, and took Moses as her son and gave him the name Moses, Moshe, drawn out of the water. Miriam, of course, waiting in the wings, suggested to Pharaoh's daughter that she find a nurse for Moses. How convenient, her own mother. And once big enough, Moses lived in the palace and became a very great man, eventually leading Israel out of Egypt. What can we learn for ourselves then? Well, firstly, to save Moses, Moses' mother had to give him away. By being willing to do so, not only got him back, but allowed Moses to fulfil his potential, fulfil the task God wanted of him. There's an account at the start of the book of Samuel of another mother, Hannah, desperate for a child. And when the child came, she gave Samuel to the Lord, and he too became a great prophet, a great man. Secondly, we can see that God actually has a plan for his people. He looked after Moses. He needed to use him later. And to save Moses, his mother, his sister Miriam, Pharaoh's daughter were all involved. And he has a plan for us. Others are part of God's plan for us, and we are part of God's plan for others. God does look after people and works out his plan. We may not see much of it, may only see a little bit of the picture, but God looks after the whole. God's plan may well work out without us knowing it, but he has a plan for all, which includes giving children a mother, to provide love, to provide comfort, care. The things we ourselves also get from Jesus. Fathers are also important, but this week we especially remember and think of mothers, Mothering Sunday. And thirdly, God does things at the right time. God's timing is immaculate. Moses' mother didn't know that Pharaoh's daughter was going to come by, but she did. The timing was right. Let's look and be confident in God's plan for us, knowing that the timing will be right. May we trust and entrust ourselves to his care, knowing that he can see the whole picture. Amen. Let us pray. On this Mothering Sunday, Father, we remember our own mothers, and we think of mothers everywhere. We thank you for the love and so many acts of care shown by them, the selflessness so often demonstrated. Touch the hearts of all mothers, we pray, this day. And we do ask and seek your comfort for those who had the grief of children ill or even died. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, may we learn to trust you more, knowing that you have a plan and that you will bring it about in your own good time. Help us to trust and entrust ourselves to your mercy. And may we be willing to be used by you in whatever way you wish to help bring about your kingdom on this earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for our own Queen Elizabeth. We thank you for her example of selflessness and duty. Give strength and fortitude to her at this time, we pray. We think too of Philip as he recovers, and Charles, and the rest of the royal family. May they walk in your way, we pray, with integrity. And we think too of our own government, our opposition, and those in authority, whether it be at national or local level. May they all act with wisdom, not seeking to further their own ends, but working to show compassion and mercy for your name's sake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we think too of those sick or ill or bereaved, especially in our own community. Bring comfort and bring healing where they're needed, we pray, and wisdom to those who are caring. We pray especially for children at this time, as they've been going back to school. Help them to settle back quickly into school so they can continue their education. We pray for those affected by the pandemic in whatever way. Support and strengthen, we pray, those in the medical professions working to bring back normality. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with each one of us and those we love, now and always. Amen.